cliffcentral.com. George, yep. Don't you love this? What are you wearing, George? What's that hat?
Oh, George.
What the hell is this? What's going on here?
I had to compete with your guest, Gareth. I mean, come on, that should.
So you're wearing the where did you find a hat like that in Tashkent?
No. So part of my story is got to do with this hat. So I'll tell you in a second.
All right, but isn't this Paul Clayton an interesting dude?
Very, very interesting dude. All he talks about is cars.
What do you think of his choice in rally vehicles?
I think his choice in rally vehicles are pretty cool. I mean, recipe for breaking down a lot, but you know, that makes it interesting.
George, will you look up what the worst car is, or rather, let's not say the worst. What is the cheapest car? Mm-hmm. And maybe the dodgiest car that you can find on your site right now. And let's see if we can get Paul to take any interest in that. And while we're doing that, you said you had a story?
Let me just tell you about the cheapest car on the platform at the moment is a Renault. I'll send you a link to it.
All right.
Is a Renault Megane. There you go. is a good. Renault Megane 1600 RXE for R10,900. I don't think this thing's going to make your rally.
10,900 runs.
It's cheaper than what he bought on eBay.
It's very true. It's very true.
That's not bad. Well, let me put a picture of it up and you can see whether you're interested or not.
Yeah. Let's see how old it is, though, because the main thing that breaks cars on these trips is the electronics.
Okay. It has no service history, I'm afraid. previous owners won. It is red. Does that help?
Yeah,
any of this piquing your interest?
Okay.
All right. So let me show you a picture of this thing and you can decide. You don't obviously have to buy it. No, feel no pressure to have to buy it now. But this is interesting. All right, George, tell us your story while I put this picture up quickly.
So I'm busy with my senior executive team at the moment this week doing a what we do is a quarterly strategic week. So we try and kind of look ahead the next 12, 18, 24 months, make sure the right. business is on the right path. And part of the steer is, you know, what are our BHAGs? What are we trying to achieve? But more importantly, are we making the next bold move? Are we kind of just taking the next step? So it's about the kind of next step rather than all of these ideas, because everybody's got freaking ideas, but hardly anybody
so
executes.
Is that hat meant to help you think of new ideas?
Exactly. So I'll tell you about the hat. So we start off with, you know, in my opinion, and I think one of the reasons Auto Trader has been as successful as it's been for the last two decades is that people are the sole sustainable competitive advantage of any business. The culture of, right. Of a business, everything else layers on top of that. So I start off with culture in the week, and I get everybody to try and visually describe how they see the company's culture and what they think we should kind of change. So this is this is our marketing director's depiction.
That's a vision board.
Simpiwe's constantly making these around the office. This is what she does. All right, that looks cool.
So that's kind of a visual representation of our culture. And then they've obviously got to write a page so that, you know, we can take that and make it better. The propeller hat is we call it the dunce cap. So
yes.
So it goes along with a bell. There's the bell. It goes along with a bell, and everybody in the room has an opportunity to ring the bell if they think somebody is repeating themselves or if they think somebody is saying something absolutely off track,
stupid,
or carrying on a little bit long or being
right.
being stupid.
Oh, we need a bell like
and
that.
And then.
Oh,
yeah. And then that person is obligated to wear this cap until they find the next person who is repeating themselves, not staying on point or saying
Brilliant.
Something dumb.
So people will pay attention. I love that. I think that's very clever.
Well,
just by the way, we've got a lot of comments on that Megane. I'm just going to put it back up on the screen. This is the 10,900 Rand, I think it was. Yeah, 10,900 rand. It's a deal. It's a steal. It's a sale of the century. And and here it is. I haven't heard your reaction to it yet, Paul. What do you think?
You've got to love that paint job. I mean, you put an Africa Rally sticker right on the bonnet there, and you wouldn't even notice that there was a bit of sun damage there.
No, and by the way, a lot of people in the comments are saying, I mean, here's, for example, someone who says, Congo Chris, he says, that's a solid investment. Red is the fastest color. Everybody 100%, knows that, right?
100%. That's why we have Africa Rally Red on everything we create.
Beautiful. All right. So our own Mash has said in here, that Renault is nice. How? So Mash wants to buy it. If you don't buy it, he will. Look at this, George. We've got a contest for the cheapest car in.
Well, I see that.
He could buy it and enter the rally in it. You know, there's still places left for 2023.
George, what would your rally car be if you had to do a silly rally and you had to go into dangerous places with Paul Clayton and his team?
My rally car.
Something that you wouldn't mind screwing. You mustn't get something that you don't mind ruining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think the funnest vehicle to do a rally like that in would be one of two vehicles. Yeah. A tuk tuk. I think a tuk tuk would be cool. Mm-hmm. Or a open top VW Beetle.
Ooh.
Nice.
Ooh,
with the dust, open top.
Ooh. And the sun as well.
And the sun, you will be burnt. I mean, you'll be burnt to a crisp.
Yep. Yeah. The tuk tuk's a nice idea, though. A little 150cc four stroke. You got plenty of time to look at the scenery in a vehicle like that.
Slippery Pickle says you cannot go wrong with an old Mercedes C-Class. I think that's a good bet. Slippery
Pickle. Or a Merc W123. Mm-hmm. They're solid.
Yeah, right.
Wait, is the Merc W123 the Pichesh?
What? Merc W1? You're talking to two professionals here. Which Merc do you want? The Mercedes?
W123, I think it's a classic.
Let me look for it. My God, that is what our ministers during apartheid used to drive, right?
Really?
Yeah. They loved that car, and you could still see them all over the place. I'll put a picture of that up.
Yeah, spare parts for days. Yeah. Any garage between here and Kenya, you'll find spare parts for it.
Days. Oh, I love it. All right, here, Simpiwe, this is the car we're talking about. Right, just so that everybody who's not, you need visual stimulation for these things.
Oh, there we go.
That's what you want.
Like my gran used to drive one of these.
Your gran, there we go.
Yes.
That's okay. The one.
Gareth, if you Google 325 Shadowline, some people was talking about the Gusheshe. The 325 Shadowline is the Gusheshe.
Okay. All right. Okay. Would you be interested in one of those, Paul?
Well, I mean, the W123 is a classic. The other one, though, I'm struggling to visualize it.
I'll find it for you now.
Yeah.
Okay, now I've got a red one for you. I know you like red.
Absolutely.
Okay. So you got to go with a red one. Oh, this is so much fun. All right. What do you think, George, is probably the, if you did have to spend money and money was not an object and you had to go into really tough terrain, where would you go? What would you buy?
What did I buy? If money wasn't an object,
yeah, you could spend as much as you want and you can leave the car in Senegal. It doesn't matter because you're just in for the adventure. What would you go for?
I would definitely go for a Toyota Land Cruiser.
But that would actually get you there. If money was no object and you could bring an entire sort of crew of mechanics and fuel and everything else with you and still not get there, surely you'd buy a 1986 Lamborghini Countach.
Then I'd go for something that, you know, is not going to get there.
All right, here's the Kashish, by the way. This is what you're looking at.
Yeah. Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's lovely seeing that.
All right. That's the
good 3D5 luck making it out of South Africa with this thing.
Yeah, no, you won't. this thing you'll be hijacked before you even get to Limpopo province. Yeah.
Just keep it in first gear and put your foot to the floor, it'll be fine.
is that what you guys do when you sense danger?
Well, I did have an attempted hijacking a couple of months back, yeah. But again, was already in first gear, so just drove off.
Okay, well done. You see, that's the way. Wow. We're learning new things. Okay. All right, George, exactly. Before we wrap up for this morning, you've got some other stuff you wanted to throw in?
This conversation is much more fun, Gareth. But I'll throw in one or two things. What are the most random things you think are on the Uber? Because Uber produces this list on an annual basis of things left in Uber cars. What are the most random things people have left in Ubers?
Random.
Yeah. So
I know what. Stuff. So I'm just thinking about, because whenever I've spoken to Uber drivers, they always talk about these terrible people they pick up late at night who are drunk and who throw up in their cars and all that kind of thing. I'm thinking the obvious ones are like wallets and phones and condoms and that kind of stuff. I mean, I can't imagine that there'd be a lot of exciting things. I mean, people aren't leaving, I don't know, Renaissance statues in cars.
I will take a jack. Well,
Well, talking about keys, I'll skip to that list, seeing as Simpiwe said keys. So the people do leave their car keys in Ubers. The most common car key left in an Uber is a Toyota, followed by Honda, followed by BMW, followed by Jeep. Those are the keys left in Ubers. So Toyota is the most left key in an Uber.
Well, I reckon that the single Toyota with the most number of keys left is probably that Cortina. That's a Ford, but there we go. There's the Ford Cortina. That thing's big. How many keys do you even have for that?
Well, actually,
do you have a spare?
We don't have a key, so...
you guys just
started! No, we don't jump start it. We got into a little bit of trouble in Namibia back in 2019, and both the keys were removed, shall we say. So I had to break into and hotwire my own vehicle.
So how do you start it now?
We put a push button start on.
And you don't lock it?
No, we do lock it, but there's a trick with it.
okay, he's not going to say the trick right now.
All right, what else have they found in Ubers?
So I mean, the normal stuff you would think, which is pack of condoms, cheesecake, poodle, rat.
Toy poodle?
Rat?
Wow.
poodle and a rat. Yeah. But nice. What's interesting is in terms of like high value items, like branded items, the most left in an Uber branded item are Nike goods. So that's the most left branded item, followed by Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Samsung, and Apple products.
Someone who left a Gucci something in...
Well, this is a reason to start your Uber business.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And a very honest Uber driver as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, because they actually admitted this and gave it back. Mm. All right.
Yeah, they would have had to.
All right. Well, I'm curious about like any of the less high value items, because I think those would be the interesting ones, not the expensive stuff. Because people will usually they'll phone and get those back. They'll be embarrassed. They forgot about it, or they were drunk or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So you know I mean, I suppose if you left your phone or you left an Apple product, you know you're gonna phone to try and get it back. But if you left a
phone from what? Listen,
I didn't get that until
I've got to throw in a quick public service announcement here, because these apparently if you leave something in an Uber don't pay these guys to return the stuff, and then they have to come back and find you at their own expense, and you have to pay them for that ride. They don't automatically get paid for it. You made the mistake of leaving something in the car. If you do, it is not Uber's responsibility or the driver's responsibility to return that to you. You have to pay them. Mm-hmm. You should always pay them. You got your phone back or whatever else you did when you were drunk and stupid. Yeah. You need to pay them back. And people don't do that. Yeah. And so that's a serious thing I want to throw in there.
I don't know. I wonder what this is in South Africa, but the top towns or cities in America where people are the most forgetful in an Uber, Jacksonville tops the charts, followed by Miami, Houston, Atlanta, Palm Springs, and St. Louis.
So basically the top five biggest spring break destinations.
Right, exactly, where all the drunkest people
are. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Exactly. Well, at least you didn't leave a whole car in Senegal.
No.
That's all right, listen, that's all we got time for this morning. But thank you very much, George. We will see you next week. And, of course, you Auto Trader have got your own show, which is on Monday. Don't miss that, because they're always talking about interesting things. They've got all of the important information there. And, Paul, what a pleasure to meet you, man.
Thank you very much.
Emailed me. What an exciting life you lead, and what exciting stuff you do. You're inspiring other people to do exciting things.
It's a lot of fun. And on the inspiring other people, I'd say if people do still want to get involved,
tell us where we can get hold of you.
Our website is really easy to find. It's africarally.com.
Beautiful. And I love a simple, straightforward website address.
Yeah.
AfricaRally.com. It tells you what it is. No buggering around with
dots. Love it. Just open the URL.
Org. There we go. Go and take a look and join up. What the hell? Do what Paul did. Maybe you will find that your corporate, boring, horrible job that you hate so much that has got you trapped in this endless cycle of doing the same thing every day can be dumped.
I love my job.
I'm not talking about you, George. You've got the most stupid headwear in the world on your head right now. Exactly. So I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about other people. If you're bored, there we go. If you're bored, then go along to AfricaRally.com and see what Paul and the other guys are up to. And you might want to just throw it all to the wind.
100%.
Beautiful. All right, everybody. Have a happy Friday. We will see you on Monday. Be good. Cheers. CliffCentral.com.